AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. Two games played and two victories for the Yankees in the American League Championship Series. Tom Merriam has Tuesday night's recap.
The Yankees have jumped down to a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series by beating the Guardians for the second straight night 6-3. Aaron Judge finally homered for New York, driving in three runs to spark the offense.
Guys are excited, but we still know there's a lot of work to be done. You know, we're playing against a good Cleveland team that's all year they battled. You know, had some tough games, went through a tough series with Detroit.
Judge helped the Yanks jump out to a 1-0 lead in the first inning when Brian Rocchio dropped a sky-high pop-up, enabling Gleyber Torres to score from third. Judge's sacrifice fly in the second kept a two-run rally against starter loser Tanner Bibee and made it 3-0. The Guardians did close to within 3-2, knocking out Gerrit Cole in the fifth, but the Yankee bullpen shut down Cleveland the rest of the way, with Judge's two-run homer in the seventh sealing the game at 6-2.
The National League Championship Series resumes on Wednesday night with the Dodgers and the Mets tied at one game apiece. And one baseball note off the field from Tuesday, as the Phillies extended the contract of manager Rob Thompson through the 2026 season. We turn now to hockey, beginning in our nation's capital, with Dave Ferry reporting on the Caps and the Golden Knights.
Logan Thompson beat his old team as the Capitals knocked off the Golden Knights 4-2. Thompson turned back 24 shots against the team that traded him to Washington in June.
Obviously, getting 2 points is the most important thing, and getting the first win under the belt is always, I think, the hardest, and I think it's that's a great team to build off for our team. You know, that's lead offense and lead defense, so I think the guys came out and played an amazing game, and I think it's a step in the right direction.
The Capitals took control early in the second period as Tom Wilson, Alexei Protas, and Jacob Chychrun scored in a 3:07 span to make it 4-1. Alex Ovechkin had two assists, including career number 700. Jakub Vrana scored the Caps' first goal. Victor Olofsson and Jack Eichel tallied for Vegas, but Olofsson was helped off the ice following a late-game collision.
From Washington, we move down the coast to Carolina, where Dennis Cox has the roundup on the Hurricanes and the Devils.
Carolina forward Jackson Blake's goal at 10:16 of the third period proved to be the game-winning goal as the Hurricanes beat the New Jersey Devils 4-2. Seth Jarvis was happy to see his teammate net the first of his career.
That was special. It's fun to watch guys live out their dream like that, and you could tell by his celebration, he was pretty excited. So it was cool to watch, and it couldn't happen to a better guy.
The Devils opened the scoring in the second period with a goal by Jack Hughes before Jarvis tied the game at 10:54 of the middle frame. Goals by Shane Gostisbehere and Blake in the third period increased Carolina's lead to 3-1, but Nico Hischier cut the deficit with a power play goal late in the third. Sebastian Aho sealed the game with an empty net goal with 1:36 to play.
And we move further south now to the Sunshine State, Tampa to be exact, where Walt Marsicano took in the Lightning and the Canucks.
The Tampa Bay Lightning won their home opener 4-1 against the Vancouver Canucks. The Bolts converted in all three frames with tallies from Nikita Kucherov, Braden Point, Anthony Cirelli, and Brandon Hagel. Point felt his new linemate Jake Guentzel, who got the primary assist on his goal, is gelling in well.
He's got talent to make plays, but he's smart. He knows where to go. He finds time and space for himself, and he works extremely hard.
Connor Garland got Vancouver on the board in the third period. Andre Vasilevsky stopped 26 shots to earn his second win of the season for Tampa Bay.
Other games on Tuesday, Florida 4-3 over Columbus, Minnesota down St. Louis 4-1, Seattle 7-3 better than Nashville, Dallas edging San Jose 3-2, Calgary 3-1 over Chicago, and Edmonton in overtime, a 4-3 victory over Philadelphia. It was a busy day in the NFL off the field. That's coming up next. A day of trades in the NFL. We start Tuesday with Gethin Kulba telling us about a couple of star wide receivers switching teams.
The Jets acquired three-time All-Pro wideout Devontae Adams from the Raiders to reunite with star quarterback Aaron Rodgers, according to two AP sources. New York is sending a conditional third-round pick in next year's draft that could become a second-rounder to Las Vegas. Meanwhile, the Bills brought in five-time Pro Bowl receiver Amari Cooper to team up with Josh Allen in a trade with the Browns, per AP source. Buffalo gave up a third-round pick in the 2025 draft as part of the trade that also included a swap of late-round picks. The move comes one day after Buffalo's 23-20 win at New York on Monday Night Football.
And the Minnesota Vikings got into the trading act Tuesday, acquiring running back Cam Akers from Houston for a future draft pick. And finally, Tom Brady was in the news as the NFL league owners approved his bid to purchase a share of the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.